Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Advocate. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yes, how are you doing? All good. Nice to speak to you.
Very well, thank you. Advocate Jonk, is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Advocate Jonk, we are actually, starting a season where people are going to be traveling far and near. And, of course, we know that on the roads, there are certain things that need to happen. Of course, the volumes of traffic are picking up across the country over the next couple of days leading to the weekend. Businesses have closed, schools have long closed. People, of course, are making their ways to, holiday destinations. Others have actually arrived in their, destinations. But traffic's got to be picking up quite heavily towards this particular weekend. So we want to find out, what are some of the road safety tips that our listeners need to be reminded of?
Yes, we expect quite a lot of traffic tomorrow and Saturday, and also, next week, Friday. First of all, before we discuss all the basic stuff, if I can perhaps say what I think, we always say the low-lying fruits, the most important ones. If we were to drastically reduce road deaths, we first of all have to look at pedestrian safety. Every year about 35 to 40% of our road fatalities are pedestrians. When I look, for instance, at the Western Cape, their release of data from the first week, 12 from the 21 fatalities were pedestrians. So, most of the pedestrians might not be tuned in or listening, but we as motorists can ensure that we reduce our speeds when we drive near our built-up areas, near our residential areas, or near our informal settlements. So that's very important. Also, especially when you drive at night. Yep. Unfortunately, a lot of these pedestrians sometimes are intoxicated. They are wearing dark clothes, are not that visible. So reduce your speed, first of all. I think that's the one thing. Then the second one is definitely the wearing of seat belts. I will never forget, a paramedic once told me that they very seldom have to unbuckle a dead person from a vehicle after a road crash. It's so important. Seat belts do save lives and they reduce the severity of injury. And a common mistake that we often make is that we only think the driver should be buckled up. An unbuckled passenger on the rear seat becomes a projectile and can kill other, occupants, vehicle occupants as well.
Yep.
So those are the two most important ones for me. I think if we look at the heavy traffic, very important for us to be patient, to be calm. Do not overtake when it is not safe, when it is not legal, and when it's not necessary. I think that's very important. Also remember that road safety does not start when you climb into the car. It starts earlier to ensure that your vehicle is roadworthy.
Yeah.
And then also driver fatigue is a massive problem. I don't know how many of the listeners are aware of the fact that South Africa is the 10th largest road network in the world. We have 750,000 kilometers of road, of which about 134,000 are tarred roads. We have many gravel roads as well, but we do travel long distances. So before you embark on your journey, ensure that you are well rested. Go to bed early, start well rested, and then plan accordingly. Plan that you have your rest stop every 2 hours or every 200 kilometers an hour. You need it, your vehicle needs it, and your vehicle occupants, your passengers, they need it. That's very important. The other normal stuff that we always say, don't speed, but I don't want to emphasize just speeding. I want to say wrong speed for the traffic conditions, the weather conditions. Those are also a problem. When we find rain across South Africa, we are unfortunately not a nation of good drivers, and we do not adjust our driving appropriately. When it is raining, ensure that you drive lights on. that you decrease your speed and that you increase your following distance to the vehicle aid. So that's very important, not just, you know, driving too fast, but also for the weather conditions and stuff. When drunk driving is always a problem. Drunk driving is also a type of distracted driving. Make sure that if you are going to a place where you're going to have a few drinks, have a designated driver there, or be the one that is the designated driver, the designated sober driver. I think that's important for us. I mean, also distracted driving. You know, we find nowadays so many people on their cellular phones and stuff. I always say, you know, also if you call somebody and you hear that the other person is driving, rather tell the person that you'll call back later when he's safe, or he must give you a call.
Yeah, true.
I think that's very important. I think for your listeners, also something that may be important is make sure, plan with regards to emergencies. What is the emergency number? 10177. That's nationally a number. So have your emergency numbers ready, plan for if something happens, who are you going to call? And keep your loved ones also, keep them informed. I have in the past, you know, December festive seasons, had family members call me when they go crazy with anxiety because their loved ones are on the road and they don't know where they are. And in the meantime, they just went somewhere in the Karoo to visit friends where there is no cell phone signal. You know, there's no excuse. Keep your loved ones. Tell them where you are. When you have a stop, tell them you are here or there. And even now, you know, with the cell phone technology, you can send a live location so that they know exactly where you are. So those are, you know, there are so many aspects to consider, but I think those are some of the most important ones.
Yeah, true. Now, before we let you go, Advocate, I've seen a number of cars, you know, we're based in Gauteng, and we see a number of cars pulling out trailers, caravans, etc. What do you advise there? There are, I think, quite a number of
you know,
pulling out trailers.
It's very important, first of all, not to overload. But when we always recommend, you know, when you have a trailer, first of all, it must also be roadworthy. Check the tires on that as well. But we normally say, you know, for a correct balance with regards to weight, that 60% of the weight must be in the 50% closest to the towing vehicle. You know, otherwise you find the trailers, they start swerving when there's too much weight at the back of a trailer. So if you have a bit more weight, put it closest to the towing vehicle. That's very important. And also remember, if you are towing something, you may have a little bit more distance and time needed if you are going to overtake another vehicle. So I think that's very important to remember as well.
Yeah, very important to remember. Well, Advocate, I do want to say thank you so much for joining us and speaking to us about road safety, especially this you know, weekend and also the coming weekend. We do want to implore everyone to be safe. In case, people end up, you know, in unfortunate and, of course, God forbid, unlikely event that they're involved in an accident, what's the first thing to do?
Yeah, the first thing to do is to ensure that you secure the scene. You know, and a very important thing as well is, you know, you need to have your emergency triangle. You need to put the emergency triangle at least 45 meters behind the vehicle, but secure the scene. So other vehicles, we find so many secondary crashes where people are not aware of an incident ahead of him. So that's the most important one. And also before and plan, what are your emergency numbers? Do not move people around on this extremely necessary, you know, where it's very dangerous for them to be in that position. But rather, you know, we actually have quality paramedics in South Africa. I must say, I've got so much respect and appreciation for your emergency services. They are really top class, and otherwise our fatalities would have been much more. But I also want to say, have a blessed and have a safe festive season to you and all the listeners.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I do want to thank you for making time to speak to us and, of course, advising our listeners on our driver safety and everything that people need to look out for in the car. It's not only just as you hop on, make sure the car is safe, make sure that the tires are fine, make sure the air is okay, everything mechanically is on point, and then you can actually start driving alive. Advocate Jonk, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.